What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Gene Wheeler is with a group called Hands Around the World, and there's been an awful lot of conversation about tsunami relief. I made some statements on the air last night, Mr. Wheeler. You contacted our Vice President of Syndication, Mr. Hall, and you wanted a little bit of equal time. I understand that, and you're free to do that. I
appreciate it, Phil.
I want to reserve the right to make comments.
Well, the understanding that I have is that that I get to say what I want to say,
Well, I'm not going to negate what you say. I want to, if I can't explain to my audience.
Well, you made comments on your program last night. If we can get to what you said that were brought to our attention, we felt they were inappropriate, and we did call today. And
yes, sir. And I know that you took exception to what I said about Thailand. If I could rephrase what I said.
Well, I would like to repeat what you said so that people can know.
I said that I don't have a lot of sympathy for a country that had supported child prostitution.
All right, and I want to go on record as saying that no one in our organization, and I don't think anyone who raises money for relief in these tsunami-affected areas has any sympathy for anyone or any country that supports child prostitution.
Which is basically the torture of children.
Well, again, I was told I would be allowed to say what I wanted.
I'm sorry, but I want to bring that to the fore.
We don't condone that. What we take exception to is in the middle of some very good efforts made by an awful lot of good people to raise money. You brought up child prostitution in Thailand, and I completely misunderstand the purpose of
what I said on the air last night was I don't have a lot of sympathy for a government that has institutionalized.
What is the point, Mr. Hendry, and I brought this up with your program director. What is the point of bringing that to the attention of the American people at a time when I am involved, and a lot of very good people are involved in trying to raise money, and because what this does is it brings to us it brings to us some bad publicity, I guess, and we are raising money and goods and services to show that we're a very serious liberal organization.
Well, all right, I suppose I'm not sure I know what it is that you're trying to say here.
Well, what I'm saying is, and I suppose maybe I'm not a person who can articulate this well. We would rather, and we spoke with your Mr. Hall about this, we would rather you not talk about these things while we are very much in the public eye, raising money, the American Red Cross, Ms. Bullock and others. We would rather that you not talk about that. I don't know how else to...
You would rather that I not talk, and my understanding is that David Hall is on the line, Chris. You would rather that I not talk about child prostitution?
Well, you see, you keep bringing up the words child prostitution. You keep bringing up child pornography. And I have to take that as a hostile intent on your part.
I'm not hostile to you or any organization at all. I'm hostile to a government, to a culture that has promoted for generations the act of child prostitution.
But you continue to raise it as an issue, and what that does is it throws a negative light on us. And the longest time I've been involved in...
All right, well, hold on for a minute, because I got David G. Hall on the line, our Vice President of Syndication. You've been listening, David, to...
I've been listening to this gentleman's comments, and I'm trying desperately to understand why you would not, take into consideration what he's saying. All I'm saying, Mr. Hall, Mr. Hendry, is that... I don't know about child prostitution. I suppose they have it. I don't know. But when you bring it up, people will look at us and say, why are you raising money for this country? So,
Well, suppose they have child prostitution.
They may very well. But when you bring it up and you let people out there see, the audience is going to take what you say as gospel, and they're immediately going to start asking questions about what this man does.
And Phil, what we're saying is it reflects badly on me and on my organization. I can give you an example. I walked into Francis Coppola was having a tasting over in the marina, and there were a lot of people who said, what is he doing and why?
I don't know exactly.
What I'm saying to you, what I'm directing you to do, is I don't want you bringing up what you say is happening in Thailand because it makes this man look bad.
Look, can I ask a question here?
Certainly.
If you knew that there was a country that promotes child prostitution and now they're asking for money...
Every time you bring that up, why do you keep bringing that up?
See, that's what I don't understand, mister. Why are you bringing that up?
Bringing up what?
The child prostitution. I suppose they have it. I don't know. Is it? Has this been proven?
Well, yeah. Are you kidding me? They have sex. Let me give our phone number out here before I forget, because we're well into the hour. David G. Hall joins us, our Vice President of Syndication, Mr. Dean Wheeler with Hands Around the World, a organization from Northern California that's helping coordinate relief efforts for the tsunami victims. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Look, I may be in the wrong here. I don't want to cast a bad light on people who are honestly, you know, raising money. You care about the people that you're raising money for, so why aren't you caring about these kids that may be used in prostitution? You see what I'm saying?
Phil, I do care about people. I care very deeply. And I want to raise money for them. And
what about these kids that are child prostitutes?
Who?
The kids that are...
Oh, yeah, well, those are kids... I don't know. This
problem can be solved by not talking about it.
But let me ask you this. What, by not talking about it, what is that supposed to do? If I don't mention the fact that Thailand has child prostitution, what does that do?
What it does, Phil, is it keeps it away from the discussion, and people will continue to donate money. But when you bring up something like that, you're going to
affect their money raise.
All right, I have a question for you. Are you a volunteer organization?
What's the nature of your question?
Are you a volunteer? Do you have volunteers?
Yes.
Do you have people on salary?
We do, yes.
All right, are you?
I do draw a salary, yes.
Okay, you draw a salary, so this is going to affect business.
Boy, I can see where you're going with this, and I'm very insulted.
Why are you bringing that up?
If his organization can't raise money, then it becomes an organization that isn't doing a job, and therefore they're not going to be able to pay out a salary. And
so what you're trying to do is you're trying to drive a good charity right into the ground. Is that it?
Well, this has been my concern. Why are you bringing up the...
Do you believe that there's child prostitution in Thailand?
I suppose.
Does it bother you?
Does what bother you?
Does the child prostitution in Thailand bother you that you're raising money that is going to go to a government, because the government's disseminating the aid, right?
We give our money over to the Thai government. They know what to do with it, and I'm not clear on what you're trying to say. I feel very browbeaten here, Mr. Holmes.
Why are you browbeating this man? He said that he is doing a job, and...
I'm not browbeating anybody. He wanted equal time on the show.
And I'm not getting the equal time. I'm not getting...
Sir, if you want to say, you know, you're raising money for tsunami victims, that's fine, and I gave you that time, and you said that I shouldn't be talking about this.
No, you should not be talking about it, because it makes us look like children being used for sex. And I certainly don't think that's right. But that's not the issue, whether there's a child being used for sex here or there. That's going to happen. The issue is our organization has gotten a very bad reputation as a result of your comments.
And then because of your comments, he's getting all kinds of negative phone calls from people.
Because I said that Thailand has child prostitution.
Why do you keep pointing that out?
Because they do.
All right, I'm asking you now, Phil, to talk about the relief efforts underway in Thailand without pointing out that there's child prostitution. I'm directing you.
You're directing me?
Yes. I appreciate it, mister. You're welcome.
All right, David G. Hall, you still there, sir?
I'm right here, yes.
So I've been directed now. I can't bring that up.
Well, that's what the gentleman said, and that's what we requested, and that's what we're going to hold you to. And I'm not, I don't want to hear any more about it. You know?
Let me go to a phone call here. 1-800-4498.
You sound a little upset. You know, I don't want you to have an attitude about it either. I want you to support my organization and not have an attitude.
All right, let me go to a phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. Sylvia?
Yes, hello?
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Well, yes. I just had a very quick comment. I heard that the gentleman is concerned that his organization or he himself will be reflected on badly because of the comments you're making about child prostitution.
Yes.
I don't think he should worry, because if I wanted to give money to his organization because he's doing good work to help people who are suffering...
Yes.
I also need to know, I would still give that money to support the people who are suffering. I also need to know what else is going on in that country.
Well, now, wait a minute. See, now you never would have asked that question if Mr. Henry hadn't brought it up. See what you did? Do you see what you did?
No, let the lady finish. Let her finish.
Okay. I'm very international. I'm aware of what is going on, so I'm not talking out of ignorance. What I'm saying is, You shouldn't worry that people get informed. When people are informed, they make good decisions. People will still help people who are suffering, regardless of what else is going on around that. The same way that we are helping Iraq in different ways. There are people who are causing problems. We are aware of that.
Informed about what, though?
What
do you mean, informed about what?
Child prostitution.
See, you brought it up again.
Well, yeah, but you
can't bring it up.
No, you have to bring it up, because when you're helping people and children are suffering,
right,
people need to know about it.
When we're helping people and children are suffering?
The same way that people who are suffering from the effects of the tsunami need to be helped. There is no difference. When you want to help people, you want to help all people.
The damage that's been done, the damage that's been done is that Mr. Henry mentioned child prostitution. Otherwise, these people wouldn't have known about it.
Well, that lady knew that child prostitution existed. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Dean Wheeler of the Northern California Group, Hands Around the World. They're aiding in tsunami relief. And I mentioned last night on the air that there's child prostitution in Thailand, and they don't want me to talk about that because it reflects badly on their organization. And I've also been directed by my program director not to talk about it. So if you're calling in tonight with questions about Mr. Wheeler's work, I have been officially told that you are to keep your comments only about his relief work and the great, and I'm quoting here from this memo I got, the great work his organization does, and don't talk about child prostitution. 1-800-449-8686, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Dean Wheeler joins me on a program tonight. He's with the Northern California relief effort called Hands Across the World.
Phil, it's called Hands Around the World. And
all right, Hands Around the World.
And we've done work for a long time. And I was outraged at hearing you talk about what you did.
I said there's child prostitution in Thailand.
Every time you bring up that, you make me and everyone who is in the charity relief business, I mean, you know, the effort that we're doing, it costs us our reputations.
All right, Mr. Hall is back on the line. All right, David.
Well, I have directed you not to bring up child prostitution. I am asking you not to bring that up.
All right, I have some people on the line who are going
to... And I want you to tell the callers they are not to talk about child prostitution in Thailand. This is about raising money to give to the Thai government and to help American charities look good around the world. We've got a bad reputation.
How good do you think our reputation is going to be?
Don't bring it up, please. I think you are purposely trying to harm our group. And I don't know why. I don't know what I've done to you. But I think you are purposely trying to humiliate our organization.
What if some of the money that you raise winds up in the hands of people that run child prostitution rings? You know as well as I do that charity money doesn't necessarily go directly to victims. Even our own American Red Cross doesn't send the money directly to the victims. They keep it in the bank someplace.
Oh, boy. Why are you doing this?
I'm asking some honest questions.
Just talk about the good work they're doing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Janet, go ahead.
Hi.
Oh, man.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I would like to see some of this money go to the young girls in Thailand that get hit by a sexual tsunami when they're about 12 years old.
Okay,
and they're
see what I'm saying?
Into these prostitution rings.
Were you directed not to talk about this, ma'am?
Doesn't matter. I want to thank Phil for bringing it up.
Were you directed not to talk about this? We already told the callers not to talk about this.
Yes, but what I would like to see is to see some of that money by those girls their freedom, because all they're going to do is wind up with the AIDS and die, and nobody cares. It's not just the victim.
The money that we're raising is going to soup and things like that. I don't understand what you want.
These girls are hit by a sexual tsunami.
How about raising money for the girls?
And they never get out from under it. They die of AIDS.
What is AIDS? She's talking about AIDS. Are you talking about that child prostitution thing?
Certainly,
oh
I would talk about that.
Oh my God!
Why would we talk about that?
Oh my
Those
God!
Those girls
I told
are going to be.
Wait, go ahead, Janet, because this is important. Because you made a very good—that's a good metaphor. What about the sexual? What about the abusive tsunami hitting children?
See, this guy doesn't get it. You don't get what we're talking about here. This
You're
man's raising
money in there
is
for people that were hit by water. These girls are hit by the worst fluids on earth.
We don't know
men that are abusing them.
We don't know that it's abuse, first of all.
They're children. How can you call anything else?
Their souls.
Boy,
and
I'll never forget this. I will never forget what you've done to me.
Look what you've done
to
him. What about the rape that Mr. Henry's committing tonight on the air against this man?
Oh, come on.
You reach your hands across the water to young girls who
All
can
right.
use the money.
Janet, thank
Buy
you very
them
much.
Out. Educate them.
Ma'am, how do you know so much about this? How do you and Mr. Henry know
I've
so much about
I've been to Thailand.
This?
I have been there.
Really? Have you been a customer?
That was not necessary.
Well,
if I could have bought them out of their slavery, I would have paid for it, yes.
I just think that
use some of your
right.
money.
Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449.
I feel, you know what? You said it very well, Mr. Hall.
I was going to say,
I feel as I've been sexually tsunamied by Mr. Henry and the things that he said tonight.
I haven't done anything as abusive as what's happening to those kids. Michael, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Michael, go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm really surprised here. I'm a little shocked. You know, I think anybody who wants to do any type of donation to a charitable fund should have the right to know exactly where the money's going. And to hold back that information, as this gentleman does want to do, I think that's a disservice to people who are raising money or giving money to a charitable fund.
Michael,
this money is going to a government that supports child prostitution.
Yes, yes.
And let me tell you something. I know that because I have an employee.
You are not allowed to agree with this.
I have an employee. Excuse me. I have an employee who works in Thailand, lives in Thailand, and comes seasonally to Texas and works with us. He tells me the stuff. He's lived there for 15 years, and he knows exactly what that society and government is about.
I walked into a wine tasting last night being held by Francis Ford Coppola, and people came to me and said, I am a member of the Democratic Party and the liberal intelligentsia, and I'm proud of that. And they're walking up to me, and they're saying, this man, Mr. Henry, and other radio hosts are really sodomizing you on the radio, figuratively.
How am I doing that to you?
I don't know where you're getting that from. I think he's informing. And if you want to
I would ask Mr. Henry now to hang up on this caller.
Why?
I told you to.
Because I'm speaking the truth, and I'm telling you, I'm probably a very good sample of what the listening audience is saying.
Sir, you were told not to talk about child pornography, and you're bringing it up.
Well, wait a minute.
I was not. Nobody told me that.
Did you tell him, Mr. Henry?
No, I did not. I didn't.
I talked to him on the telephone before he had a chance.
I didn't screen the call.
Tell me that before you told him that.
But you
told him that after he had already screened my call.
Okay, somebody's lying to me. See, I think what we're talking about now is just blatant liars. And
hold on. 1-800. Michael, I thank you for your call. Good point. 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. As we talk about relief efforts in Southeast Asia, I've been directed by David G. Hall and Mr. Dean Wheeler, head of a relief organization, not to mention the fact that there's child pornography or child prostitution, I should say, in Thailand, because that hurts his organization. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Mr. Wheeler, do you care about the people of Thailand?
I'm sorry.
Do you care about the people of Thailand, the victims?
Do I care about the people of Thailand? It's a trick question he's asking.
I'm not asking a trick question.
You're asking that question to discredit the man.
Do you care?
I care about them. Yes. Why?
If you did. Many of them are child prostitutes. And
you brought it up again!
See, he doesn't get it.
I don't want you bringing it up! Don't even mention it! I don't want the word child and the word prostitution put together again in this hour of radio. Or I'm going to do what I told you I'm going to do.
You wouldn't do that. And you wouldn't do it on the air.
I'll do it.
No, you would not do it. And it wouldn't be right.
I'll do it.
Sir, Mr. Andrew, if I could jump in. I would not, ordinarily, I would concur with Mr. Hall. If you keep bringing up this child prostitution problem that you claim is so bad, and
it's terrible.
Well, then I'm
going to do it.
Child prostitution. Go ahead, do it.
All right, your mother's a whore.
See? I didn't think you had the guts.
I told you not to bring it up.
Would you say that to my face?
Oh, so in other words, you're going to get physical with me, huh?
You say something like that? You bet I would.
I told you when you bring that up, I'm going to say that.
Child prostitution.
Your mother's a whore. Mr. Hendry, you're only bringing it on yourself.
I'm not bringing anything on myself. I'm bringing up something that is that's been a human disaster in Thailand for years. Edith, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Edith?
Yes.
Go right ahead, ma'am. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello. I want to speak to the... I'm referring to the man that is on the organization that's raising money.
Yes, Edith. This is Dean Wheeler. Hello.
Yes. I'm going to tell you a thing. And do not interrupt me, okay? And don't call my mother a name.
This is David Hall, Edith. We won't call you anything if you leave child prostitution out of it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a thing. You don't demand from me anything. You don't tell me what I can talk. And you don't have the right to tell your host what he can talk. Yes, there is child prostitution.
All right, your mother's a whore.
Look, he just did it again.
Listen, I do and I did because I know. I'm a volunteer in many organizations. I'm a volunteer for the Red Cross. I'm a
red nose.
And I have been in Thailand and I know what it is. And don't you tell me, if you want to help them, you have to help them to end up child pornography and prostitution.
Her mother's a whore.
Yeah. You keep on doing that. It's not going to... Edith, this is Phil Hendry. You keep on saying her mother's a whore or my mother's a whore isn't going to change...
Why do you people do...
This is Dean Wheeler, Edith. I'm the head of the organization. Are you sure there's child prostitution in Thailand?
Yes, I am.
Or have you been influenced
by
Mr. Hendry?
Yes, I am.
Mr. Hendry influences people.
No, he does not.
Well, I think
he listened. No, you are trying to influence people, and you think you can tell Mr. Hendry what to do. It's his show, not yours, and you don't give orders on the radio, okay?
Your last name isn't Westheimer, is it?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
doesn't matter what I am. What I am
is
the America.
Edith, you're making a very good point here. Go ahead.
I am American.
I'll decide on who's making a good point or who isn't.
And you don't tell Mr. Hendry or anybody in this mind. You don't tell people what they can do.
You might want to volunteer in a speech class. You might learn something.
All right. Let the lady finish.
And you don't interrupt me, okay? Because when you were talking, You make other people think that you are a good man. This way we are turning away. The minute that you said you called the host his mother a name, you turn people away. It's not calling child pornography that turn people away. It's calling names like you did. You know one thing? You are nothing but a piece of you-know-what, but I don't say this in the radio.
This is Dean Wheeler. Is your last name Bunker? Because I want to...
Right. No, I'm not your mother's child, so I cannot be that. Okay?
Whatever.
And you don't know, you have no manners in
Edith,
the radio.
I want to, this is Phil Hendry. What the lady is saying, many other people know to be a fact. There is unrelenting, uncontrolled criminal activity against children, the worst kind possible in the country that we are giving millions of dollars to now. I don't know that money's going to tsunami victims.
Your mother's a whore.
I told you not to say that.
As long as you keep talking about it.
What?
Meanwhile, this good man, Mr. Wheeler, raising money. Yes, he takes a salary. So what?
You know what? Dear host.
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you cut this man out? He's out. If the FCC doesn't cut him out, you should cut him out of the
Edith, this is Dean Wheeler. I just want to say something. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days. And you knew who you were then. Men were men. And girls were men. Mister, we could sure use a guy like Herbie Hoover again.
Will you shut up?
You have no...
No
you
manners.
Have no conduct.
They
you
have no
manners.
Mr. Hendry has talked about this figment of his imagination, kids having sex in Thailand, to make Dean Wheeler, a good man, look bad.
Mr., I don't even call you Mr. You are no Mr., okay, Dean Wheeler? You are a bastard.
I would.
Bye.
Oh, boy. You know, I have spent years in yoga class to learn to control my inner...
No, you don't control because
I
you call him...
But
you
I would turn to violence in a moment
you
if you were standing in front of me.
You insulted his mother.
Edith, I'm sorry. I hung up inadvertently.
Look at you. Hung up on her.
Inadvertently. Let me go over to Kay. Kay, go ahead.
Okay. I want to say that it's always better to give than to receive. The USA will continue to give to these people because we are a nation of givers. This tragedy that happened, the tsunami killing 150,000 people,
yes.
This is historical and biblical history that has taken place once again on this earth. It makes me think of the Bible account of Sodom and Gomorrah. Maybe our attentions needed to be adverted over there, and
Gomorrah?
That's why this happened.
Gomorrah.
She said Sodom, Gomorrah.
Yes.
What is that?
The biblical account where the city was so dirty and so vile it had to be destroyed. But people will continue to give to them. We should give to them. And if we must remember also...
By the way, did you see that movie Sodom and Eva Gabor?
Well, you let this lady make a point. You guys are making a joke out of this.
We must remember that we all start as children. Let's not give them a bad start.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
They're having problems over there.
Don't say it.
Let's just make sure that everybody gets help.
I don't want you to say those two words, though.
Right. No, I won't say them.
Thank you.
Because it's awful. I will not say them. But we will
what?
Continue
you won't say
to
what?
Give.
Child prostitution?
And
your mother's
just,
a whore.
Let's
mine?
Just help them all.
Sorry, my mother
whore? Continue
over?
To help them all. We all start as children.
Thank you very much, Ms. Crouch.
All right.
Ain't you guys a couple of wise asses?
I'm the wise ass. I told you not to bring up
child prostitution.
Mother's a whore, and you did.
Well, it's happening in Thailand.
By the way, you said there is some kind of a tourism thing going on.
Yeah.
Do you have a phone number on that?
Sure, Dean. I'll give it to you right after the at the break.
Thank you. Because if I knew there was child prostitution, I'd get out of the charity racket and I'd get.
You're a real animal. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is on the air. Later on tonight, we'll be talking with Vernon Dozier about talking with his class concerning the likelihood of a tsunami-like event happening here in the United States. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. It's not news. It's the Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Our website, www.philhendryshow.com. Oh, look at this. Somebody else said the F word, but it was on TV, so nobody's going to get fined for that. It was on The Tonight Show. Vince Neil of Motley Crue, a band that has long since stopped mattering to most people, and yet they still seem to pop up here and there, but only when they say F or they beat up some chick or a kid drowns in their pool. And now Vince Neil has used the F word, and I can tell you there's a lot of things that I find to be really, you know.
God told everybody that you've got to live the life of a righteous man. Now, if you send your money in today, I'm not going to buy a fancy car. I ain't going to buy a fancy suit of clothes. I ain't going to go out and get myself a big house. I'm going to take that money and I'm going to give it to a child prostitution ring somewhere in Thailand.
That's what goes on with these guys, see? Everybody in television, they get away with bloody murder. Bloody murder! Oh, he inadvertently said the F word. Well, then I guess that's all forgivable, isn't it? He didn't know what he was doing. Vince Neil is just a simple-minded fool. He's just a simple-minded idiot from where, Garden Grove or something? Just some simple-minded boob that used to walk down the streets there in Garden Grove. Why wouldn't you fight?
I said to Mother Mary, too, she'll do the same thing. God has a plan for you. You don't know what that plan is, though. See, what I like to say is, we all need GPS. That's right. God positioning satellite. So that you know where you're going in your life, as opposed to you just standing there like a stumbled bum that you have no.
I'd get fined if I said that. That's what would happen to me. One of these nights, I promise you, I'm going to let loose with the F word. It will be pre-planned. It will be pre-planned. I will say the F word on the air. And it will be so well announced and so well planned that there's no way you could say I'm doing it for gratuitous reasons, meaning, ooh, let me just say the word. I will give you my reasons for saying the F word, see? And then and it'll all be political and satirical, and then you guys will be.
Now I'd like you to turn to page 43. That's him. Love. Man, that's my way to go. Love is my way to go. I'll take it on the high road, I'll take it on the low. You lay a little on me, I'll take you to the next level. Jesus said to us, if you remember when he was on the mountain.
Find out about that, see? So you can't say that me saying the F word is gratuitous if I say to you, here's why I'm going to say it. I'm going to say the F word as a political statement, as a form of protest against the double standard of the broadcast industry where the people in television get away with murder because they have enough money to fight the FCC, and those enough of us in radio don't have enough money to fight the FCC.
But I used to be a sinner, sure. I drank, I smoked, I partied till 4 a.m. All kinds of broads, drugs, every kind of sadistic sexual deviancy known to mortal man I engaged in. And that's when I saw the light, like St. Paul knocked off his horse, riding up the mountain. All of a sudden the Lord looked at me and he said, Reverend, look at you. You are the biggest turd that I have ever seen in my life.
Nobody's going to understand it because nobody in radio understands that you can make a political statement. I mean, a really valid political statement. All the political statements made in radio are, by definition, gratuitous, ratings-driven, and therefore untrue. There isn't one thing that happens on the air on most radio stations that is truth. It's all jive.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Tonight, Vernon Dozier will be with us. He is a high school teacher and a football coach from Belmar Academy. And he's been talking about the likelihood of a biblical tsunami right here in the United States with his students. Only problem is one of them started crying, and, well, they've got a whole situation there. He's going to talk to us about that because he really wants Americans, you know, the American people to be aware of the fact that God, you know, may want to visit this on us. And I can't believe that that many people, you know, it's interesting how, see, I think the tsunami story is interesting from the human standpoint, but I think there's only so much conversation you get out of it. Unless you manipulate that topic, that is tragedy in Asia, if you manipulate that, you may get some interest here in the United States. You may. And I'm not saying that's bad. I don't know why. I believe in the existential reality of life, which is, you know, we're all kind of mortal. So if a large tragedy hits in South Asia, 150,000 people are dead, it's bad, but I'm not going to feel bad that I don't feel worse, you know? All right, but man, they got it all over the news. You'd swear to God that everybody in America is talking about it, and we're not. We're not. I mean, we're talking a little bit about it. We ain't talking about it the way these guys in the news think that we are. I mean, they got it printed all over the place, you know? 150,000 dead here, and why aren't, you know, it's just, that's why I say, like, talk radio's jive. All right, 1-800-449-8686.
That was really succinct.
Thanks. I know. I could have said it in a lot less words. The Phil Hendry Show website is www.philhendryshow.com. Go there and get a backstage pass, and you'll get access to all of our audio, all of our archived material, whether it's a short-form radio, you know, phone call bits that we do, or we have a 30-day archive of our full shows. So if there's an hour that you wanted to hear a download, you can do that, but you got to do it within the 30 days that the show first aired. And you can do that by going to our website and getting a backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month, and that will allow you access to everything that we have there, audio and video, on our website. Also, our souvenir shop, wide open, where we are selling now our Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2004 CD, Fahrenheit 7-Eleven. All of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. We're going to be back. Next hour, we have a visit from Darren Brown, the program director of C93, I should say, in Pierre, South Dakota. And we also have a visit from the Jim Rome Show and the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens.